At a certain point during college, I was invited by one of my friends to attend an exercise class at the Student Recreation Center. The class was called Abs of Steel. I was not necessarily an exercise class kind of guy. I liked the girl who invited me to go with her, so I wanted to spend time with her, so I agreed to go to this class. I was actually kind of proud of the shape I was in at that point in my life. I was running regularly, I was lifting weights, I was even doing some core strength exercises regularly. So I thought I would do pretty well at this class. Hopefully impress the girl who invited me and some of the other people at the class. It probably was about 4 minutes into the 45-minute long class that I realized I did not have abs of steel. I had abs of jello. After a few crunches and planks and sit-ups, my abs began to scream in pain. It was going to be a long 41 minutes until the rest of the class ran its course. It was an embarrassing 41 minutes as everyone else was doing much better than I was. And I was reminded of that for the next 3 or 4 days, every time I literally moved. I turned one way or another, even trying to sit up straight and take notes during class turned out to be an excruciating experience. I wasn't as strong as I thought I was. The Lenten season is a time when we stop to remember that very same truth. We aren't as strong as we pretend to be. We aren't as indestructible as we pretend to be. We are very weak and frail as human beings. We are dust, and unto dust we shall return. But we try to act like we kind of have it all together. At the core of who we are, we're fragile. We're vulnerable. We're broken. We're sinners. And during the Lenten season, we call that to mind and even celebrate it. Think about the three things we do during Lent: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. We fast. We say no to things. Realize that as weak human beings, we can't do it all, even though that's usually what we try to do on a daily basis. We feel like we have to do everything, and yet we admit during Lent we really can't. We have to say no sometimes to certain kinds of pleasure or certain desires. We need to say no to certain invitations to certain social events. We need to say no to certain kinds of responsibilities even at work, or we need to say no to certain service opportunities. We can't ever do it all. Only God can do it all. We're weak. We're not indestructible. We also spend time giving alms, sharing what we have with others during Lent. The time to reflect on that we can't make it on our own. We need each other for support and help. We need to help others, and they need to help us if we're going to make it through life, because at the core of who we are, we're weak, and we can't survive our own strength or powers. And then, of course, we also pray extra during Lent. Remember that all the good we have, all our success, ultimately is a gift from God. Well, we've cooperated with what God's given to us. Ultimately, it was a gift from God. We're dust, and into dust we shall return. God is the one who does good things through us. The heart of the Lenten season is what we call the Paschal Mystery. The fact that the Son of God came and took on flesh. He took on a human life. The weakness, the fragility, the vulnerability, the frailness, the difficulty, the struggle that we go through every day. God entered into that so we wouldn't be alone in our weakness and our emptiness and our struggles. So we would have a God who's beside us, loving us, supporting us, and strengthening us. Lent's a time of conversion, a change of heart, a divine renovation of our weak souls. The core of who we are weak. But God desires to enter into that spot and share His love with us, to strengthen us, to inspire us, to support us, and help us become better people. In a few minutes, we're going to get ashes on our forehead. Again, it's a sign of our vulnerability. It's a sign of our weakness. It's a sign of our fragility as human beings, but they'll be in the form of a cross, the sign of God's love that's present in the midst of our weakness and brokenness, misery and sinfulness. God's love that's there to support us, to strengthen us, and to help us. We're not indestructible. We're not made of steel. We're dust, and into dust we shall return. We have a God who's with us to strengthen us and support us. And that's what we celebrate tonight, and that's what we celebrate during the entire Lenten season.